This is Marco Paul, and you're listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com, and this is my best of 2010 episode, so enjoy some of my favorite stuff from the past year. And I'll catch up with you at the break and tell you what you've been listening to. Thanks. Bye. Hi, this is Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com. This is my best of 2010 episode. Just playing you some of my favorite stuff that came out in the last year. And let me tell you what you've been hearing. Started out with Atlas Sound. Bradford Cox did this cool thing at the end of the year where he released about 4 albums worth of material for free on his blog. And so under the moniker The Bedroom Databank Volumes 1 through 4. And the first track I started things off with was called Yards of Silk, and it's off Volume 3 of that series. You can probably still get that if you go to his blog. You can download that stuff for free, so check it out. After that, one of my favorite bands from recent years, and this last year they put out a really good record. This is Serena Manish, a band out of Norway, with the track D-I-W-S-W-T-T-D off of the SM2 Abyss in B minor album that came out on 4AD. The resurgence of 4AD, which is a good thing to hear. That's a track that came out at the beginning of the year, and a track off that album I like a lot. After that, Adam Franklin of Swerve Driver fame, and the track She's Closer Than I've Ever Been. This was Adam Franklin and his Bolts of Melody band, and the album I Could Sleep for 1,000 Years that came out on Second Motion. After that, Panda Bear from Animal Collective, who put out a series of singles late in the year, and he's got an album coming out in early 2011. And that was the track Slow Motion off the first of those singles called Tomboy that came out on his Paw Tracks label. After that, just recently, Seafeel finally put out some new material. This was a 4-track EP that came out on Warp, and I believe they have a full-length album coming out early in 2011 as well. The EP is called The Faults EP, and that was a track called Crowded. Right now you're hearing some more of the Atlas Sound free giveaway stuff. This is Helio Intro, which came off of Bedroom Databank Volume 2. Keep listening, I got some more of the best of 2010, and hope you've been enjoying Dublab this year and for many years to come. Take care.
n'oublie pas mes petits souliers. C'était bien la retrouver. N'oublie pas de les lacer serrés. Serrés. Avec tes chevilles entravées.
Yeah. Thank you.
Marco Paul, and you've been listening to the Heavenly Music Corporation on dublab.com, and this is my Best of 2010 episode. Hope you enjoyed what were some of my favorite tracks that came out in the last year, and I'll tell you what you were hearing after the midway break. At the break, that was Atlas Sound with Helio Intro, one of the free giveaway tracks from the blog of Bradford Cox, and that was the track, I said Helio Intro, but off of the Bedroom Data Bank Volume 2. And after that, Leticia Sadie, the voice in the front of Stereolab with her first solo record. It was called The Trip, the album, and it came out on Drag City, the indie classic label Drag City. That was the track Un Soir, Un Chien. It came out on The Trip earlier this year, or I should say 2010, because you're probably hearing this in 2011. After that, Deer Hunter. Bradford Cox was very busy last year. This was Deer Hunter's album on 4AD called Halcyon Digest and the track Revival, a great track from last year. After that, Clinic, who put out yet another album, yet a nice diversion from recent efforts. How should I say this? I really like the production value on this new album. It really distinguishes it from some of their previous albums, which also were very good. But this was on Domino, as most of their releases have been, and this was the track Evelyn. The album is called Bubblegum, and it's definitely worth checking out. After that, Stereolab with the album Not Music that came out on Drag City with the song Two Finger Symphony, and a really good record. Ali and I were just talking about what a good record this is, and I think it's for the most part stuff that came from the sessions that produced their last album, which, what was that called again? Ali, do you remember what the last album was called? It was a while ago. It was a year or so ago, or a couple years ago, I think. But anyway, the new one's called Not Music, and definitely you should check that out if you're a fan of their stuff. That was also on Drag City, just like Leticia Sadie's solo album. After that, played you a track from the Caseworker band out of the Bay Area in Northern California. And they just put out a new EP called The Boats EP that came out on Indicator. And that was a track called National Runner. And that led you to what you're hearing now, which is another Atlas soundtrack from this four-album giveaway. And this one was from the first one called Bedroom Data Bank Volume 1 and the track Lanterns. Hope you liked what you've been hearing in 2010. Oh, here, and Ali's handed me. No, this was a, no, that's Oscillations from the Anti-Sun Stereolab. That was a comp of like non-LP material. It was called, it'll come to me here in a minute if I think about it. As Ali's searching. Well, anyway, the internet's at your fingertips, so you can find out. But again, it's definitely worth checking that out. And all the stuff I've been playing today, I think you'll like from 2010. There were many other tracks, but these are some of my favorites. And keep listening as Ali's sticking Stereolab records in front of me left and right. They do put out a lot of material, but I like most of it, so hope you do too. Anyway, keep listening to Dub Lab and keep listening to my show, The Heavenly Music Corporation, and hope you have a wonderful 2011. We'll be right back.